Welcome to Master the Start, a podcast for young professionals where we interview business experts on how you can master the start of your life in business.
In our last episode with David Hoy, he spoke briefly about different types of intelligences. This discussion about intelligences went on quite a bit longer than what we included in the podcast. Because the conversation was so interesting, we made this unedited mini episode with the additional content. Enjoy, guys. Well, then before I let you go, I'm not going to let you go quite yet. Yeah. Do you have any parting thoughts or asks for the audience, any way for them to reach out to you, any books you highly recommend, anything like that?
Oh, yes, I do. Here's what I recommend. I recommend that you read books on different kinds of intelligence. I recommend you read Dan Goldman's Emotional Intelligence. I recommend you read books about social intelligence. I recommend you read books about career intelligence, physical intelligence, mental intelligence. All of these books are out there. This is the kind of information that can get you ahead in the workplace. It's really interesting if you look at people who go into, let's just say you've got 15 engineering students. They all get into the engineering field and now they all get a job. If you look at their raw IQ, their raw IQs all tend to be right around the same, but who are the ones that get ahead and who are the ones that are the stars? The ones that are the stars are the ones that have emotional intelligence and social intelligence. And when I say that, I mean social skills. If I'm a young student, if I'm somebody just starting to get into the workforce, those are the things that I would really focus on. So I would really have people read those books.
Is your belief you can just teach yourself all these different intelligences when it comes to emotional, when it comes to the way you interact with people? I think that's fascinating because I would believe most people have the understanding that you can't change the way that you're mentally made up, how you react with people, how you react with your emotions, how your emotions react to certain situations. And that's why I think it's so fascinating that you bring up all those different intelligences.
Right. And actually, that is a very, very good question. And yes, you can raise your emotional IQ. You can raise your social IQ. You can raise your career IQ. We actually, there's a field of neurobiology right now where we have technology that we can study the brain to the nth detail. And one of the things that we have learned about the brain is that we actually can change our brain. There's this concept called neuroplasticity. And so let's just say I'm underdeveloped in the part of my brain that is responsible for being a good social skills guy and a good networker. By being intentional about getting better, by practicing it, by rehearsing it, by thinking about it, you actually change your brain biology. We can see, so in essence, you're raising your IQ. And this is something we never used to know, but now that we are so good at taking pictures of the brain as it's actually in action functioning, we know that you can do that. So a lot of people used to believe that once you're born with a certain IQ, that's it, but that's not true. You can actually raise your IQ.
So are you basically just teaching your brain to develop habits?
Pretty much. What you're doing is you're kind of taking yourself out of your comfort zone, because whenever you do something that you're not good at, it's kind of uncomfortable. It's like if you're right-handed, maybe kind of drawing with your left hand for a little bit. But the more you do it, the more you develop the neurons in the part of your brain that are responsible for being good at that. And you get better. And yes, but you do that by habitually practicing at getting better.
Okay. So do you have a moment for me to keep asking you about this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So could you give me a specific example when it comes to emotional intelligence? If you're lacking a certain aspect of that, what kind of action or what kind of teaching do you do to force your brain to change? Yeah, what's a specific thing?
Yeah, some information I got when I took, I'm a certified coach, and so I went to this year-long coaching program, and they talk about levels of awareness. And so they talk about level one awareness, two awareness, level three awareness, okay? Level one awareness is if I'm sitting with you, this is social, right? So I'm sitting with Bobby, and I'm like, oh, I'm kind of nervous. How is this coming off? And I'm thinking, oh, my heart's beating. Oh, do I look stupid? Oh, do I sound stupid? That's level one. I'm sucked into myself so much, and I'm so nervous that I don't realize what's going on with Bobby. I don't realize what's going on in the room, so I'm not coming off socially very good at all. So you can do exercises to. So now let's say I want to get to level two awareness. So that means I concentrate. I'm lasering in on you, Bobby, right now. I am focusing all my attention on you. It's almost like you're leaving your body and you're lasering out to this other person, and you completely forget about what's going on with you, and all of your attention is right there. And that's a very, very powerful way to connect with people. It's a very good social skill. Okay.
Okay.
So now let's go level three awareness. Here's a training. If I'm training somebody, level three is like the big picture stuff that you don't see. It's like, so here's an example. So Bobby Mason he's going to meet with a group of investors. He's going to meet with a group of 10 investors, and they're all sitting in the room, and Bobby opens the door and he walks in. And he has the presence to go, what does this room need right now? It's like you're reading a room without anything being said. And so an example might be you walk into this room and you see that you feel like there's tension or nervousness. You might do something humorous or funny or do something to break tension. So you're kind of picking up, it's big picture stuff that you're picking up on. It's like, what does this room need right now? And how can I give this room what it needs right now?
So what is that like? What do you usually see in your patients? Is that like a year to get from awareness one to awareness three? Or is it like 10 years? Is it a couple months?
Well, everybody's different, but that's a great question, because there's actually levels of whenever you're trying to learn something new, like social skills or increasing your awareness. This is a coaching thing, but there are levels. And the first level is unconscious incompetence. And what that means is I basically don't know what I'm doing, and I'm not aware that I don't know what I'm doing. That's the very first stage. Second stage is conscious incompetence. And that would mean, oh man, I am actually aware that I really don't know how to do this. It's like, oh, I'm trying to do this and I can't, but now you're aware of it. Okay, so the third level is now you're starting to get it because you keep working at it. Conscious competence. All of a sudden you're like aware, hey, I'm finally doing this. I'm finally getting this social skills thing down. Oh, this is great. The fourth level, the one that we always want to get to, is unconscious competence, meaning you're doing it and you're doing it well, and you're not even aware that you're doing it. You follow me on that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, basically, everybody's kind of different about how they get that. Everybody's kind of, you know, it depends on how hard they work and, you know, what they bring to the table.
So it legitimately works like everything else in life. Just you work hard at it and you're going to develop these different tics or different abilities when it comes to emotional intelligence and other things like that.
Yes, exactly. Like everything. Exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
That's crazy how the mind works.
Yeah, it is crazy. And it's what's crazy about it now is how we can actually see how the brain changes when we make behavior changes. I mean, it's incredible.
We hope you found the discussion interesting. A quick reminder, David recommends you read Daniel Goleman's book, Emotional Intelligence. But don't let that get in the way of your weekly objective given to you by David in the original episode. Get networking. Reach out and schedule a meeting this week with a successful individual in the field you are interested in. and learn from them about their experience in that field. And that concludes this mini episode 4.5. We'll see you on Monday for episode 5. Adios.